Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Patreon listeners, thank you for coming and checking out Agent's Dossier. This is episode 17, and we have some wonderful players. Let's start with Jay.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Mars Paulson. Just looking to fight someone eventually. That'd be nice.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter, a doctor who regrets many of her choices at the moment.
Hey, guys. I'm Mac, and I'm going to be playing Desiree Kimball, and I have a wedding to plan, man. Whatever cubes me to bones.
Hey, I'm Saint and I'm playing Norman Morales, and he's got a feeling that somebody's watching him.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Perla Ayala, who, is doing the best she can under the circumstances, which right now is running and screaming in terror.
So, last episode, Mars and Desiree were checking out the tire factory. Mars went in, actually looked through the windows, checked out everything. A couple of cops came by. They obviously had gotten a call from someone to try to get Mars to go away, probably. And Desiree did a whole acting persuasion thing and basically got them to drive off. But now you know, Mars, that there are two people inside at least, that the entire place is a facade. Just beyond the fake wood is a steel reinforced area. Meanwhile, Norman went to a local electronics store where a fellow NSA worker came by and warned him that his hotel room was bugged and that for some reason they were being sloppy on purpose, letting you all know that they're there. And that they're basically doing a big fishing expedition to figure out why Norman is doing what he's doing. So Norman bought himself a bunch of electronic stuff, made a bug, has a new laptop that's not being monitored, figured out where all the bugs are. And over at the dig site, the cube started letting off these energy arcs from it. There's a silver sphere in the middle of it that has a liquid feel to it, like a mercury feel to it. Everyone backed off a ways. You sent in a robot to get a sample, and the cube used the droid to hone in on the guy who was moving it to send one of these pulses of energy to strike him. He fell down. When Robin ran over to help, she felt like he was a big balloon at that point, almost like a waterbed mattress, pushed down on his chest, and he exploded in water and goo. This sent Perla running. She took a huge hit to her resolve pool, and Robin is just sitting there frozen with her hands at the back of this guy. Well, at the back of this guy's back, because went all the way through. And that's where we're picking up right now. Robin, basically the guy split like a balloon all the way down. The only thing that's left of him as you're frozen there, you see that his brain and his nervous system are still there. They're the only things that were not liquefied, but his brain has been changed. It's a different color, and his eyes, the tissue from his eyes to his brain is there, but of course you've split him, so now they're just kind of, everything's just kind of sloshed off to the side or sloshed. His bones are gone. So Russ comes running up, grabs you and starts dragging you. Basically, all of your muscles have locked up. You hear him yell, "Go find Perla," to another agent and get everybody completely behind the secondary barrier. And you hear movement, but you've taken this huge thwap to your resolve. Mars, as you're looking around, your cell phone's on vibrate and you feel a text come in. When you look at it, it's from Agent Roos, and it says, "We all need to talk now. Come to the dig site."
All right. Well, I will follow suit. Go collect Desiree and get in the car and drive to the dig site.
Okay, Norman, you get the same text. Everybody gets the same text, basically saying, come on in, we need to talk. Does anyone not go, or does everyone go?
I guess I go.
You're the one that I asked the question for, because you're the one that's most likely going to weigh your options.
I had to think real hard about it.
I'm going to go, but I'm going to put a 10-hour mix of extreme screamo dubstep on.
Okay.
I'm gonna let that just rock on YouTube on the bug laptop, and I'm gonna bring up like a half played game of solitaire, so it just looks like I'm raging.
Before we move from you, Norman, can you give me an electrician roll or whatever, electronics?
Yeah.
Give me a roll.
Okay, yes, it's fine. I got 13 under my 30.
Wow, cool. One thing that pops in your brain as you're putting on your very loud dubstep stuff is this tire factory is on a different grid. The turrets are on a different grid, so you could probably find where that energy point is coming from and, you know, turn off a lot of their power pretty easily. I mean, it would take a little work, but it's not like shutting off the whole city. You could just shut down them.
Hmm. Okay. So I realized this as I was hanging out in the room before I set all this stuff up.
You realize it as you're grabbing all your stuff and putting on dubstep to get out the door and head over to the dig site.
Okay. So I'll carry this thought with me as I go over there, I guess. I want to share the info with people before I do anything else. But yes. Okay. I'm going to take that with me. Take that thought.
So all of you get back to the dig site. Everyone is a full 300 yards or 3 football fields away from the cube at this point. They're way out. You're by the freeway. You see Robin is in all different clothes, and she looks like she's been hosed down, and she's got a blanket on. You know, she's shaking a little bit. Something horrible has happened to Robin. You can just tell. Perla is walking back and forth in a circle, and you all have moved past the effects at this point, but it's still very evident that you've seen something that is on your mind.
I think Perla would have volunteered to be hosed down.
So Roos calls all of you over and gets all the information from you. What's going on with the tire factory? All this different stuff. He then fills the three of you, Mars, Perla, and Norman, in on what happened and says, we need to make some decisions. We need to make some moves. If this thing can do that, it's obviously a bigger threat to the city than we had first thought. But the problem is how do we move it without it making people into whatever the hell that thing was, a water balloon. So I think we need to strike at the factory and find out what's going on.
Or we nuke this thing from orbit.
I like the way you think. I don't know if I can get clearance for that, but we may have to get people out of the city, come up with some bullshit reason, and hit it with something that's big enough to blow it up.
Have you tried burning it? I'm just curious.
No, we haven't set anything to it like that, so.
I mean, is there a reason we don't just skip right to that? Because whatever's happening here is not cool.
Well, the thing with Edna Bay affected a huge area. I mean, property damage is property damage. If it happens, it happens, but.
What exactly happened in Edna Bay? What caused the meltdown?
So there was a team out there of agents who was looking into the same kind of thing. A weird chemical was being sent to them, to Edna Bay, a fishery. And the two people that were sent out there were just supposed to find out what was going on with the factory. We got a report from them that there was some kind of monster or thing fused together. Three older agents, they had already sent out some agents before, and that the chemical was coming in and being processed And meanwhile, there was also a secondary cult there. We don't know if it had anything to do with the fishery.
Is it a cult?
Yeah, cult.
Okay.
They were planning on going in to the factory. Something went wrong, because unlike the tire factory, that factory was a working place with people doing a job to make a cover story. And there was a huge explosion, and it leveled. Like, if you look at the pictures, you see where the trees were cut off from where the explosion and the concussion from the noise came.
Was it involving a cube like this?
Yeah, and we believe that the cube exploded because we did send people in to check out the area, and the cube was gone. So the question is this the same cube, or is this a different one? You know, at this point, I'm just worried about any more people getting hurt. So let's throw around ideas. What do you all think that we should do?
Well, there is this focus on the factory, our tire factory. I have determined that I can at least temporarily shut down their power source, their mysterious power source. It's not so mysterious. It was very sloppily done, but it's merely a flick of the switch from the right source. However, getting in and seeing what's in there, probably we need a little more recon.
Okay. Well, fools rush in, I get it, but we also need to do something.
I mean, to evacuate, can we manufacture an emergency? Say there was a chemical spill, or say there's a hurricane coming or something, you know, where we can evacuate a certain radius.
Oh, yeah, we do that all the time.
A hurricane might be difficult, but like a fake gas leak or something like that could work.
Or a threat
or something.
Because, yeah, we need to evacuate the whole city.
Yeah.
How about chemical contaminant threat, maybe cesium, water supply, something like that? I can drop a mock bulletin.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I would still want to know what's in the tire factory. We need to know what's going on with that. So I'm going to start that. Norman, why don't you work with me? Meanwhile, the four of you, now with the information you have about the tire factory, figure out the best way to get in. Norman can cut the power for you if you like, or you can, you know, go in through the, I'm sure that it's hooked up to the sewer system or whatever, which we always go back to for some reason. It's the easiest way into modern places.
I don't know if I can do the sewer right now.
We're not doing the sewer.
I'm not going down there.
Now, when we start clearing out this place, the guy that you spoke of might come back. So it might be a good chance to bum rush him and get him to open up the doors. But it's up to you all how you want to move forward with that.
We know the code, because when Bandage Guy went in, someone was able to scope the code.
So we have the code. So you can either wait for Bandage Guy, or you can just go in there now. It's up to you. Norman, how long do you think it'll take us to get a press release together?
Well, if we want to stick with CCM, which is one of my favorites, I can definitely pull one up in about 20 minutes. It sounds pretty believable. Get it viral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a signet roll.
Right. Okay, let's see. Got to get under 40. 42.
So, Desiree, the thing that crosses your mind is you've been thinking about your wedding and everything else, and Sonia is inside the city limits. Do you want to get in touch with her before this notice goes out?
Yes.
Okay. So you call her up. She's all like,
where have you been? It's been like, we've got a wedding.
Oh, I know. I've been working on it like nonstop.
Those flowers you sent over seem too busy to me. I think we need something that's a little bit.
Yeah, they're a little busy. And honestly, I'm rethinking the blue and white. It's so stereotypical.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, when are you coming home?
I actually have to go out of town for some business, but I was also thinking that maybe you would want to go out of town and see your parents. It's been a while, and, you know, reconnect with them before the wedding. And
You're not in jail again, are you?
I don't think I would use my one phone call for wedding planning, so no.
Just checking. It's just always that I'm always worried. Are you in trouble? Like, are we going out of town together? Or are you going out of town separately?
I have to go separately for work.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a business trip.
So I should go visit my parents, do you think? I need the time away.
All right, I didn't want to spoil the surprise, but I was going to send you to a really nice spa, like, where your parents are. I want you to, like, treat yourself. And, you know, I know how much this is stressing you out, and it's stressing me out, too. And, you know, I thought I would do something nice for you.
I rolled, and she bought it. She's all like,
okay, that sounds wonderful. So... been making all these stupid phone calls and dealing with registries and everything else, so I'll head out.
Now, you know you have like 20 minutes until this press release goes out, but she rolled so badly that I'm going to say she just like grabs a small bag. I rolled like a 91. So she grabs a backpack and she's all like, she goes,
okay, call me when you're done with whatever the hell you're doing, and I'll send you some text with some more flowers, I'm thinking, and maybe a caterer and probably some inappropriate pictures, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, send the inappropriate ones first.
Always.
And then she hangs up, and you know that she'll be at least on the road before the announcement goes off so that she'll get out of town quicker.
I contact my husband and,
okay.
You know, I say, honey, I don't have long to talk. I go, you know, I've been working on this weird thing. You're going to see something to evacuate the city pretty soon. It does have something to do with what we uncovered, and you need to get out now.
Well, he was there with you when you went to the bar and saw Gravesend, and so he knows that there's something weird going on. And so he goes,
all right, honey, I'll get out of here now.
Yeah, just go visit your parents in Florida, and, you know.
I can tell you're shaking. There's something off, so are you all right?
No, but I will be. You know, but I love you, and I will see you as soon as I can.
All right, I love you too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Is there anybody else that wants to contact anybody? I don't think anyone else has anybody in the city.
Nope.
So... Mm-mm. All right, so now that we've gone through the important NPCs, let's see. What's the plan? You all should talk with each other, make a plan of what you want to do next, and then let Russ know. And, you know, it's up to you how you want to. If you're like, hey, fuck it, let's just get out and see what happens after this explosion, or let's hit the tire factory now, it's up to you.
I mean, I feel like we should hit the tire factory tonight.
Agreed.
Going now during the day seems foolish. Broad daylight and all.
All right.
I agree that we should hit the... And it gives them time to, like, figure out. Possibly they'll evacuate some of the people in the factory. Maybe there'll be fewer people there. But also, let's be honest, I trust Russ as far as I could, you know, throw this cube.
Exactly. I still say... I mean, I obviously don't have the power to call it, but an airstrike on this cube while we are all somewhere else seems like the best possible solution.
I mean, there's a human cost to all of this, and we cannot forget that.
Yeah.
Totally. There totally is. And I'm not forgetting that. I'm just saying this is some evil shit. Extracting it from the ground is going to cost us more.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe not a nuclear airstrike, but fighter jets or something, you know.
Bunker bombs that can level up.
Yeah, yeah. No, seriously.
But first, let's see if there's a way to neutralize it. If the factory is connected, if they have information on this, is there a way to neutralize it that doesn't necessarily destroy this entire city? Because even if the loss of life isn't as high, we're ruining all of these people's lives.
I totally get it, and let's go look, but...
We also don't have access to any bombs, so this is kind of
I know.
Moot point. So have the surgical approach. I say, let's do it.
What's Desiree's opinion?
That's a really good question. I think she's, like, really half listening to anything right now, and she's kind of just feeling like, I'm a fucking cat burglar in the middle of all of this. What the hell do I know? Except that I don't like it.
So did you make your signet roll, Norman?
Yes.
Yeah. What'd you get again?
And I got 42 over 40.
42. Okay, cool. So I'm going to roll to see how many people actually evacuate. And I'm not going to tell you what that number is.
All right.
Okay, so 20 minutes goes by and people start streaming out. Roos has a couple of helicopters comes in and says, all right, I want you all to go back to the hotel or wherever you want to reconvene. If you're going to wait till tonight, that's fine. I will be talking to them about possibly doing an airstrike. That's the very last thing I want to have to do. So if you can find a way to avoid that, great. But if you become compromised, I'm going to be dropping something big on this cube. And I'm just letting you know, I hope we can get everybody out, but I can't let it spread beyond here. Clock is ticking. I'm going to say it's early in the morning, so it's probably about 10 o'clock. I'll give you till midnight, and then we'll have to make a decision. Okay?
Got it.
Okay.
He jumps on the helicopter and flies his team out of there, and the five of you are on your own.
He's given us till midnight, which is not a lot of time if we wait till nighttime.
What season is it? Is it going to get dark early or late?
It's going to get dark around like 6:30.
I mean, we can try to figure out a way in now during the day.
If we're cutting off their power anyway, I don't see why we have to wait until nighttime. Cover of darkness is nice for some things, but I think we're going to have very little element of surprise no matter what we do here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I will say that he gives you all the options of getting both a sidearm and some sort of rifle, you know, for those of you who want to use it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to be loaded for bear.
Okay.
I mean, I'll take a sidearm. I'm not terribly proficient at it, but...
Apparently, I have a rifle that I was given at some point that I will be happy to throw at someone who actually has skill in that area.
Okay. Desiree, yeah. Do you take a sidearm? Already have one, yeah.
Yeah.
And Norman?
Yeah, I'll take one. I don't have great skill, but yeah, I'll take one.
Okay. Now, do you want to go back to the Motel 6 or do you want to go to the bar? Do you want to go outside? Where do you want to go?
I told them.
About what's going on?
The hotel room is compromised, but it's compromised, but kind of like in a silly way. Like, I think they're actually quite far behind what we're actually doing. So if you want to sleep there or whatever, that's still... We got the hotel, through the...
I just figured you were paying for it daily.
Day by day. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we've got it at least through tonight if people want to sleep. But, yeah, let me let you know. And you shouldn't be talking about anything of great substance there.
Yeah. But here also, I mean, there's an option. If the NSA is listening to everything we say in the room, that allows us a little bit of backup.
They aren't the most military of branches. But I've been thinking about this because I was considering whether to troll them by putting on an audio recording of Twilight Next or if I should feed them something. That's possible, especially if we feel like we're undermanned here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just worried. But yeah, let's...
Yeah, I'll take my bug cell phone. Why not?
Yeah, let's take the bug cell phone and let's get in place. What do you need to hack these turrets?
I already got my laptop with me. Points great. To backpack.
So why don't you give us a roll turn off all that stuff and get yourself going.
Got it. Yes. I got 52 under my 61.
Cool. So yeah, you can cut the power anytime that you want. It's just a matter of how you want to coordinate everything. Now, Mars, you realize once they cut the power, those steel doors might be really hard to open if it's a password situation.
Got it. But we do have the password.
Right. So you'd have to enter the password before cutting the power, basically. Right. Which gives the turrets just a moment to make a decision.
At the loading dock, was there a door with a keypad as well?
Yes.
Excellent.
Our mysterious gentleman, our bandaged gentleman, he's got a weird physique, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he, like, super tall? Or is he just weird?
He's not super tall, but the way that he moves is weird. He kind of sloshes back and forth as he walks.
Yeah. Totally not like a monster in a human suit.
I'm just wondering if it's worth the ruse of, you know, buying us some time if they think this guy is coming up on the cameras there, you know, that it might give us an extra second to put in the code before we cut the power.
Do you think you could fake it?
I mean, that's kind of how I've lived my entire life.
I mean, the biggest thing there would be getting a car, right? We would need to match his car.
Yeah, that's right. We would need some sort of junker car, at least.
That wouldn't be too hard to grab, especially with people getting out of town so quickly. They're not going to take their junker car to get out of town unless they absolutely have to. We have a PT Cruiser, which is 22 years old, and, you know, like, we only use it if we're driving, like, 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
All right. But maybe we can find a passable junker, and I'm just trying to buy us time.
So, Desiree, why don't you give me a luck roll? It's a 50-50 roll to see if you can find a car that's suitable.
Oh, God. I got a 41.
Awesome. So, yeah, you can find an old, you know, 70s car, junker car that you can use.
Okay.
Your luck gets you to the point where the keys are in the visor, so. Mm.
And how tall did we say the guy is?
About, like, 6'1", 6'2".
I mean, I guess I could fake it.
Okay.
I could see Desiree giving some lessons, a la, like, Shaun of the Dead, how to blend in.
I mean, I've got disguise.
Why don't we do a disguise roll? So you get an extra 10% and just make a...
So my disguise is now up to 40. Woohoo! And I beat it with a 36.
Nice.
Yay.
So you look like a tall guy with a hat and bandages and the whole nine yards. You're ready to go.
Awesome. So I'm going to go in the front.
Okay.
And then you have the code, so I guess the rest of the team can go in the back and I'll just distract them from the front.
And then you'll cut the power as soon as the doors open.
Yeah, once the doors open, cut the power.
Okay.
Yeah, if you put in the code and we are standing by outside of range of the cameras, then as soon as you put in the code and the doors are open, cut the power so they can't close the doors back up.
Right.
Okay.
I think we might want another person going in the front for sure, too. I don't want you stranded.
But I mean, did the guy, I'm trying to remember if the guy had anyone with him. Make it look weird.
If you want to send somebody up there, but I'm going to tell you off the bat that that'll put you at a disadvantage because it will look bizarre.
Yeah.
I wasn't implying that we send somebody up directly in tandem. I was thinking somebody on standby because they're already used to me hobo-joeing in front of the building.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Just okay. Being, like, close by, so as soon as that goes, I can just dash in.
Sure. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's the plan.
Sounds good. I'll be on standby.
So you walk up, you put in the code, the door's open, and I'm not going to make you roll, Norman. You flick the switch, and the power goes off. You can literally hear the power go off throughout the building.
Cool.
Norman, a few feet away from you are two people. They're dressed in guard outfits, but they don't fit really well. And they start coming towards you, and you notice that they don't seem to be moving normally. Their bodies seem to be wavy. And one of them raises up a gun to take a shot at you. So you can actually react before they get to you. They Great. Don't look very dexterous.
Excellent. I would like to react before they get to me. And I've got the old unarmed combat, and I'd like to, you know, do a fight about it. And try to take them down quickly and quietly. And that is not going to work out very well, because that's a 97 on the dice, even though I have a 50.
Ouch.
Yikes.
So you run over and you try to swing at one of this, and you actually hit right by its jaw, and it shakes, like I said, like a waterbed back, and you just slide right by it. It, like, moves its hand up, and you see that its hand is all swollen, and it pulls back on this trigger to try to shoot you.
Can I dodge?
Yeah, give me a dodge roll. You can try to move out of the way, because they are not very dexterous.
Damn it, dice. I did not move out of the way. It was a 77, and I have a 50 on dodge.
All right, so the gun goes off. Mm-hmm. You take 6 points of damage. So it's close range and you feel it hit you. You all hear this. Desiree, you're close to the front. The door opens. You hear a pop of a gun going off. So let's go into melee real quick. Mars, you're at a 60 for your dex. Desiree, what's yours?
My dex is an 85.
Nice.
Norman, I know you're not in combat range right now, but what's yours?
70.
Wow, you guys are fast. Robin?
70.
Jesus. It's like you're competent or something.
At least in this.
Perla?
55.
All right, our slowpoke. All right, so all of these things that you are engaging with are not great with dexterity, so you all get to go first. Mars, you were closest, so that's why you got to react. So the next person will be Desiree.
Okay. I'm just thinking, like, I could shoot at them, but I don't think I'm very good at shooting. I mean, I've got a 60.
That's pretty good. That's better than average.
Yeah, it's better than average, but... I guess I'll take a shot at one of these guys.
Okay, do you want to shoot the one that is closest to him or the one that's coming up around the side? I will say you have a chance of hitting Mars if you go for the first guy. I'm just letting you know.
Well, I was also thinking about the guy coming around the side specifically so Mars doesn't get flanked.
Right, exactly. Because then if he makes a 5-foot step over that, it's an attack. Wait, wrong game. Okay, so give me a roll. Let's see what happens.
I got a 52 under my 60.
Yeah, you hit this thing. And Mars, you feel this spray of liquid hit you in the side as it explodes. Mm-hmm. And you're covered in water.
Ugh, gross.
Make a resolve check for me, both of you.
Sure.
Oops.
Also, 55 under my 50.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Were we supposed to roll high or low?
Low.
Oh, well, then in that case, no.
You're okay.
I did a bad. No.
What'd you roll?
83.
Oh,
yeah. Yikes.
But I hit that guy.
You did. Yes. You did.
Yes.
I just feel like we're all on the same page, and it is the correct page to be on with explodey people.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he went up like a Capri Sun. It was.
Desiree, you take 3 points, so you're shaken but not stirred. Mars, you only take 1 point, you lucky devil.
He's already been shot.
Yeah, he's been shot.
That's the most focus.
That focus you. Death focuses you real quick. You're like.
Does that mean you've got explodey bits in your wound?
That's the other side.
Don't overthink it.
So Desiree has gone. Next is between Norman and Robin. Which one wants to act first? Which one wants to do what? Do you want to do anything at all and wait? Or what do you want to do?
I'm going to just send a text to... I'm using my bugged phone and just... because now there's gunfire. So I'm just going to say something like emergency to one of the people who's here. But since they're tracing the phone, they're going to be like, what's happening here? So yeah, so I know that people will be here at some point. I'm going to do that real quick. Yeah.
That's what you do? Okay, cool. Robin, what do you want to do?
I'm going to try to sneak in while they have the guards occupied.
Let's just do a straight up dex roll then for that.
Okay. I got a 19.
Awesome. So you run across the street, you make your way in, you're in. Perla, what do you want to do?
I think I'm going to follow Robin and try and sneak in.
Okay, so give me just a dex check. We'll do the same thing.
Ooh, I got an 11.
Yeah, no problem. So both of you are now inside the main room. Mars is dealing with the other, whatever the hell these things are.
All the trauma made us very sneaky.
Yeah.
I'm not going to poke one of those things.
Don't poke the inflated bear. So we go back up and it's Desiree's turn again with the lightning fast 85. Desiree, what do you want to do?
I guess I'm going to try and take out the other guy. Has he moved at all? Or
well, he's like, because everything is seconds, he's still in melee with Mars. So you want to take a shot, you can. Just don't critically fail.
Are we, like, inside of a room? Like, what's the...
Well, I figured you're probably on the porch, like, just a few feet away, and you shot. And they're in what looks to be a work area, like a lobby almost, with these big elevators on the side. It's not a tire factory anymore at all. It's all been built out as some kind of lab. And there's a console with a bunch of computers and stuff, almost like a lobby.
I'm torn because I really don't want to hit Mars, but I'm looking for something else that might be throwable or... It sounds like I'm too far to, like, get in melee range with this guy.
No, you're like, if you're on the porch and he's right in the entrance, you can move and hit.
Okay. Yeah, like, I kind of want to, like, move in and, like, I imagine they had chairs they were sitting on and, like, trying to bang him in the face with a chair.
All right. So give me a let's see. Is that, I guess, brawl or, let's see, is there fighting hand-to-hand? Melee weapon. What's your melee weapon?
70.
Awesome.
Nice.
So you have a higher... You're our ninja.
I got a 3.
Ooh!
Yeah.
So, Mars, let me tell you what happens to you. There's a shot. You feel it. You suddenly get sprayed. Then over your shoulder comes a chair...
Mm-hmm.
Like leg, it stabs this guy in the head and his skin splits all the way down the center. And it just looks like this wave from one of those white water rapid things.
Ugh.
And it just slimes you.
Ugh.
Just dripping in blood and this icky water and stuff.
Ugh.
Make a con check for me, please.
Okay, con check.
See how sick you get.
All right, thankfully I'm fairly conny. That's great. That's a 39 under my 70. So.
Excellent. You're able to get your composure. You are completely covered, much like I think of like early 80s Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
So gross.
Yeah. So to give, you know, reference to being slimed.
Mm-hmm.
The room is completely dark because the power's been cut. No secondary generator has come on. You're in this room. You notice that a few cars have shown up on the perimeter. They're not coming any closer, so you're guessing that's the NSA scoping things out. What do you all want to do? There are two elevators, and there's also a fire staircase as well.
Well, one, I want to message Roos, say we're in.
He texts you right back. Great. Do you see any power source or...
Not yet.
Okay, keep me informed. Like I said, there's no power, but you could take the stairs down if you wanted. So what would you all... How would you all like to proceed? Would some of you like to stay up here? Would you all like to stick together?
Did I see the cars? Like, how far away are these cars?
Yeah, I'm going to say that all of you know that the cars are there because they kind of came up quick. They're being obvious, so...
I was just wondering if they were close enough, if I were to yell, that they would hear.
Yeah.
I'm not knowing if it's going to actually do anything. I'm going to turn towards the cars and just go like, a little help, fuckers.
So suddenly they going to say three sets of agents come out, NSA agents. Like Norman said, they are not fighty, but they do run up and as... You know, start looking around because they've been invited through the front door, much like a vampire. So I'm going to say you have six agents there. They're all named Tom and Sarah. And you guys can, you all can kind of let me know how you want to proceed with them. You know, unless you're doing something really outlandish, they're going to kind of follow your lead.
I'm just kind of picturing everybody at the NSA working in their cubicle and it's all dark in there and they're all.
I mean, not unlike how many computer science people operate in general.
It's like, didn't Snowden confirm that?
I've known many web designers who that's how they live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to, do I recognize any of them or they're all just like?
They're all NPCs? Generic.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go to whoever looks the most competent and I'm just going to be like, yeah, so I know what's been going on with you guys. Let me tell you what I've been doing. You're here to help me. This is a paranormal thing, a cult. Don't do the whole thing. We all know that this stuff has been happening. You've seen pictures, I think. So we're going to try to figure out how to blow up or stop that cube thing. We might need you for backup. We might not. Just don't get in my way.
They all nod knowingly. Then suddenly you all get a text and it says from Roos, the cube has started to put out an enormous amount of energy. It's sending out arcs of power throughout a large part of the city. So you need to act fast. You've got 20 minutes before the bunker bomb gets here. And that's where we're going to stop this episode. So thank you all so much. We'll see how this one ends, whether or not we'll all have new characters next time. Where can we find all you wonderful people? Let's start with Saint.
Hello, Saint. And you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, all one word spelled out. Or you can find me on Twitch, being much less computer literate, at twitch.tv/Saint Spider.
I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at L.A. Daisy Girl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I Girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. You can find me also playing the role-playing games on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and Happy Jacks RPG.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here. You can find me at Jay Holtham on all the socials. You can also find me, often playing with Pooja, at Happy Jacks and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. Like Michelle said, you can find all the sound stuff over on DriveThruRPG or BattleBards. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being Patreon supporters. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.